也教导他们这些负责的弟兄姊妹信主的人应该有教会的生活。
And also teach them that the teach the responsible leaders of the fellowship that they should have a life in the church.
但是不要勉强这些人一定要到自己的教会里来。
But you should not compel people to come into your own church.
让他们自己祷告，他们喜欢到什么教会就让他们到什么教会去，当然要纯正信仰。
Should encourage them to pray as to God's leading, which church they should attend.
因为我们知道，在一个学校里面，这个团契的这个成员不一定是来自一个教会的。
We know that not everybody from the same fellowship belong to one church.
那这样子呢，可以也造成一个与别的教会有一个和谐的一个见证。
So this also create a cooperative.Atmosphere with other churches.
这是这个传道人也是我们这自己也需要小心的一件事情。
So this is something that the pastor or preacher should be careful about.
所以在真理上做辅导，在实际的生活上做随时的支持者，这是传道人和教会对于查经班应该有的态度。
So, the pastor should counsel the leaders, the fellowship on the truth.And also give practical help whenever that is needed.
这两个问题都是相关联的问题，所以我就我两个都念好了，就是两个问题会同时解答。基督徒应不应该参加政治？为什么要或者不要牵涉政治？有人提议，如果基督徒组织起来去参与政治的话。对福音工作会十分有利，教牧师，你的意见如何？关于教会的定义、功能和实质，教牧师已经介绍了不少，是否可以谈谈教会在国家社会中所扮演的角色？尤其强调的是对政治所持的态度。Question relating the church and politics, should Christians participate in politics. Why or why not? If someone has suggested that if all the Christians unite and participate in politics, then it would be very advantageous to the spreading of the gospel. What do you think, Reverend Chiu? Regarding the definition, the function, and the reality of the church, you have already given us much. Can you also talk about what is the place for the church in the country, in the nation, or in the society? Especially emphasize how should we regard politics?
我想这个基督徒没有方法脱离政治。
I believe a Christian cannot separate it from politics.
因为所谓政治就是众人的事是吧？管理众人的事是吧？
Politics means to manage the affairs of the people.
那按照这个定义来说，是不是我们众人事都不管呢？作为基督徒。
So according to this definition, should we say that we forget about the business of the people?
的确的，如果一个基督徒成为好的政治家，国家带来很大的益处，人民也带着益处。
Certainly, if a good Christian become a leader of a nation, it will bring benefit to the nation.
但是这个路是相当艰难的。
But this is a very difficult road.
不过这并不是说教会要加入政治，参与政治。
But this doesn't mean that the church should engage in political activities.
因为教会主要的任务是为主传福音，带人能够从罪中出来得救。
The primary reason for the church is to spread the gospel, to bring people out of their sin into God's kingdom.
尤其是在目前这种政治的这个分歧是这么尖锐的时候。
Especially right now, we have so many political conflicts.
那么我们要是卷入政治里面，总有顾此失彼的这种可能。
So if we are involved into politics, we may offend one party or the other.
那么要向万民传福音的这个大前提上就受到了阻挡。
So it may hamper our overall goal of preaching to the world.
不过我们相信这并不是表明说教会对于国家对于社会没有它的责任。
But this does not mean that we do not, or the church does not have a responsibility to the nation or to the society.
我们一切的努力，我们都知道，最终是盼望所有的人都归向神。
All our efforts is towards the goal that all men should turn to God.
一个好的教会一定是一个能够对国家有贡献的一个教会。
A good church is also a church that can benefit the nation.
因为能够为这个国家制造很多好的公民。
Because it produces good citizens for
the country. 但是并不是说为一个政党或者为一个什么主义制造一些好的信徒。
But it doesn't mean that we are creating followers for a certain political party or political philosophy.
所以我们在这一点上有了解，我们就不必怕别人的批评和议论。
So if we understand this, then we will not be afraid of somebody's criticism.
我这个上半年我在台湾住了半年。
I live in Taiwan the past half year.
发现比如说前，因为我在校园团契做工，发现他们的工作的确对于国家带来很大的这个益处。
I discovered that the work of the campus ministry, the campus ministry is very beneficial to the nation.
我有一次聚会叫做毕业生应届毕业生的退休会。
There was one retreat for the graduates, college graduates.
是在这个今年二月或者是二月开的一个聚会。
It happened last February.
那么这一些来参加的人都是今年七月大学毕业的基督徒。
All those who attended were going to be graduates this July.
那么一共差不多有300个人参加。
There are overall 300 people.
讲员有41个。
41 speakers.
我一个是这个全时间传道的。
I'm a full-time minister.
其他40个都是从大学毕业出去2-3年的基督徒。
The other 40 were graduates of the last 2 or 3 years.
那为什么要找40个人呢？
Why do we need 40 people?
就是在社会上不同身份的这些毕业生回来向要毕业的弟兄姊妹讲他们进入社会怎么样为主做见证。
And that's the reason is to gather these 40 people with different background, different vocations, their Christian experience, so that they can come and show it to these new graduates.
所以要做医生的就听那个刚毕业出去2-3年的医生怎么做见证。
So if you are a medical graduate, you can listen to the experience of the medical doctors who have already practiced in the world for 2 years, how he testified to his faith.
做这个老师的，做这个护士的，这等等。
There are teachers and nurses and others.
还有做生意的也做见证。
There are businessmen who testify.
还有一个人说，我失业2年，到底怎么过的？
There is even one who was unemployed for 2 years. How he lived?
哎呀，这些见证非常实际啊，的确，真是一个光一个盐，在社会里，在国家里。很宝贝的。
These are very, very practical experiences. They are really the salt and the light of the world.
那么，如果这种的影响力很大，是不是整个社会的面貌改变，国家的精神也改变呢？
So if these influences so great, it can change the entire outlook of the nation.
所以在这一方面，我们对于自己国家的关怀，对于社会的关怀，应该是一个基督徒不可没有的一种感情。
So we feel that the concern for a nation and the society is a necessary part of Christians' attitude.
这也是我们在每周的啊中国基督徒应该常常思想，我们有什么可以贡献。
So this is also, you know, especially for us who are living in America, we Chinese Christian, what is our responsibility to this nation, this society?
那但是我们不是说在教会本身并不主张强调什么啊一般人所说的那种政治的活动。
But within the church, however, we should not emphasize the so-called political activities.
做一个打仗的军人，如何才会犯神心目中的杀人罪？
If you are a soldier, in battle, how? 他意思是是不会还是会？
不犯，
不犯是吧？不犯啊。
How can you avoid the sin of murdering.
Okay. 啊，这是在今天这个世界上啊，一个不可避免的一种事。
This is a sort of unavoidable fact in our world.
神对于每一个国家的立了他的疆界。
God has established sort of a boundary for each nation.
那所以也作为一个公民啊，对于国家、对于政府有服从的命令。
So we are asked to obey our nation and our government.
所以在目前这个世界里，为了保卫国家、为了正义而被政府啊招征去征战，我想这个不是一个罪。
So it's not a sin if we are called by our nation to fight, to protect itself, or to fight for the rights, righteousness.
因为这是一个阻挡罪恶的一个在现在这个时代没有方法避免的一个途径。
This is a way to resist against evil, a necessary way to resist against evil.
你看，比如说今天到处那种流亡的难民，那种死亡。如果一个政治清明或者一个什么样子一种改革，就不会避免，就不会有这样的一种悲惨现象。
So if we have a better world, if everything is fine, then we wouldn't have this type of problem.
那我们当然在这件事情上面，对于这个征战的性质，我觉得一个基督徒的良知会给他有所引导的。
I feel that is.Christian's conscience would give him some indication regarding the nature of the battle.
所以你看，在希特勒时代，一些在德国的基督徒他就没有听从这个政府国家的命令。
So you remember during Hitler's regime, some of the German Christians did not follow his leading.
甚至在日本天皇时代，也有日本的基督徒是如此行。
Even during the emperor, the Japanese emperor, some Japanese Christians resisted his will.
You cited 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. Would you please take the matter to its logical conclusion? That is in 1 Corinthians 3, chapter 3, verses 21 through 23. 你引用了哥林多前书第三章第一节到第四节，你可不可以请你把它一直引用下去到哥林多前书第三章21节到23节？
我们一起来读这几处圣经。
Let's read these together.
首先是念第三章第一节到第四节。
First of all.Chapter 3, verses 1 through 4.
我们一起来读。弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只得把你们当作属肉体，在基督里为婴孩的。我是用奶喂你们，没有用饭喂你们。那时你们不能吃，就是如今还是不能。你们仍是属肉体的。因为在你们中间有嫉妒纷争， 这岂不是属肉体照着世人的样子行吗？有说我是属保罗的，有说我是属阿波罗的，这岂不是你们和世人一样吗？那这里是讲到一个基督徒灵命软弱的时候，就是属肉体的。
This is where it says when a person with a weak spiritual life, he's flesh, he's belong to his flesh.
所以这个幼稚的婴孩的基督徒呢，常常容易分门结党。
So the immature Christians, like babes, they would separate into parties.
那总喜欢凭着自己天然的爱好来做选择。
They would tend to choose according to their natural inclination.
所以他必须要长大成人。
So they must grow and mature.
他就不会随从自己的这个爱好而做选择。
So they would not choose only according to their own inclination.
那么这个二十一节就讲到他的生命成熟之后呢，他的容量就会完全，就会更深更广。
So in verse 21st, it talks about that when he becomes mature, then he has a deeper capacity within him.
啊，我们再看第二十一节到二十三节。
So we read verses 21st through 23rd.
一起念。所以无论谁都不可拿人夸口，因为万有全是你们的，或保罗，或阿波罗，或基法，和世界，和生，和死，和现在的事，和将来的事，全是你们的，并且你们是属基督的，基督又是属神的。那这是一个长大成人的人他所有的认识。
So this is the understanding of a mature person. Contrast the biblical differences between knowledge and understanding. In other words, how well do we understand what we knew?Reference to Colossians 2:2. 请你说出知识跟智慧的分别。在哥林西书第二章第二节，哥林西书是第二章第二节。我们怎么知道我们所学到的我们能认识多少明白多少？
是的。那我们来看看这里的一句话哈。
Let's read this sentence.
哥罗西书二章第二节，要叫你们的心得安慰，因爱心互相联络，以致丰丰富足足的在悟性中有充足的信心，使他们真知神的奥秘，就是基督。那首先我要解释的这个头一个句话，就是说知识跟智慧的分别是很明显的。
First of all, I would like to say that the difference between knowledge and wisdom is very obvious.
那知识是对于事物客观的认识。
Knowledge is the understanding of a objective.
那么这个智慧就是对于那种这个知识的应用的才能。
I should say it again. The knowledge is the understanding of an object, from an objective viewpoint. But wisdom is the understanding of the application of that knowledge.
一些人有知识不一定有智慧。
Person who is knowledgeable may not be wise.
有人说这个做生意的常常把知识分子气死了。
Often people says that the businessman drives those intellectuals crazy.
其实有个人这么说，你们读书的人干什么用的？
Somebody say you have a lot of knowledge. You well educated.What use are you?
就是给我们没有读书的人来用的。
it's because you will be controlled by us uneducated.
那为什么给他用呢？他有知识来管理，他来利用你的一切知识。
Because he has the ability to to manage so he can use your knowledge.
那么这里我们讲的当然是指属灵的智慧和知识而言，你的世界是不同的。
Because here we are talking about the spiritual knowledge and spiritual wisdom.
那么我们在这里看见主要是要我们在那个悟性上，那这就是说我们的灵眼心里的眼睛能够真正的对于耶稣的丰富有所认识。
Here it says that in our understanding that we can truly understand the knowledge of God's ministry, which is Christ.
那在这件事情上我们自己要追求，也需要与弟兄姊妹联合起来一同来追求。
In this, we need to seek ourselves, but also we should seek along with all our brothers and sisters.
那这种所谓真知道的意思，就是说有把握的意思。
When he says that you truly know, it means that you have confidence of knowing.
那这一种的认识，它就可以在自己的灵里面有一个丰满的力量和这个这个喜乐。
Which means that if you have this understanding, then you feel you have power, fulfilling power and joy within you.
那我们刚今天早上讲过，这与人在圣灵的开导和这有关系，也加上弟兄姊妹一同的这个交通有关系。这里今天所加上。
I just want to add that this morning we talk about the leading of the Holy Spirit is related to this as well as the fellowship and the co-working together of all the other brothers and sisters.
最后一个问题，创世纪六章一到四节，创世纪六章一到四节，何谓神的儿子们，人的女子，伟人，上古英武有名的人？This is in Genesis chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. Who are these sons of God? And the daughters of man? Are they giants? Or are they famous and courageous men of old?
这个创世纪第六章这一段话是神学上一个争论不休的问题。
Here this passage is a contentious passage in theology.
他说上古时代有一种古怪的这个巨人。
It says in those ancient days there are these peculiar giants.
他们是什么产物呢？是神的儿子们跟人的女子们结婚所生下来的子孙。
They are the sons, daughters of the sons of God and men, daughters of man.
那么到底什么是神的儿子们呢？
And who are the sons of God?
什么是人的女子们呢？
Who are the daughters of man?
那么有两种不同的说法。
There are two theories.
一种说法呢，都是人。不过有一种人叫做神的儿子们，有一种人就是人的，就是人。
One theory says that both of them, both groups were men, were human. One called the sons of God, the other just men.
因为所谓这个这个神的儿子们，就是说是指着以裸的后裔而说的。
Because when you talk about the sons of
God, 这个赛特的儿子而说的。
The sons of God meant the sons of Set.
因为他这一系的人呢，都是从这个亚伯这个系统而生下来的。
Because that's the lineage from Abel.
那么这一些人都是对于神有信心的。
These people have faith in God.
那么他们就被称为神的儿子们。
So they were called the sons of God.
所谓人的女子们就是该隐的后裔。
So the daughters of man are the descendants of Cain.
那该隐这个人呢，根本是不信神，他也不要神的。
Because Cain himself does not believe in God, he didn't want God.
这两种人的后裔呢，是影响到信仰上就不同了。
So these two groups have different faith.
不信的是呢，就是神的儿子们啊，这个都喜欢那个该隐的这个女子们。
Unfortunately, all these sons of Abel likes the daughters of Cain.
可是她们漂亮是漂亮，可是不要主。
These daughters, even though they're pretty, but they didn't want God.
那但这些神的儿子们说，不管怎么样，要不要主，我要她。
The sons of Abel said, regardless whether they want God or not, we want them.
所以这叫信与不信的同父异儿了。
So this is bearing the uneven yoke.
那结果怎么样呢？就是生下一些怪物出来了。
So they produce some peculiar creatures.
这个说法呢，有的是好像很通，但有些也不大通。
Well, this theory seems like some of it seems like reasonable, others doesn't seem like.
我们怎么能够说所有这个亚伯的子孙都是信主的呢？
We can't say that all the descendants of Abel believed in God.
我们怎么能够说所有该隐的子孙都是不信主的呢？
Likewise, we can't say none of the descendants of Cain believe in God.
那这样子的结合又怎么会生出一些怪物来呢？
How can such a union produce peculiar creatures?
实在是个难以自圆其说的说法。
So this is something that you cannot really reason it out.
那另外一种是说法的，认为神的儿子们是指说那个天使而说的。
And the other theory says the sons of God mean angels.
那我们读这个约伯记三十八章，那里也讲到这个神的儿子们。
So when we read in Job, chapter 38, where it's mentioned the sons of God.
那第三十八章第七节。
Chapter 38, verse 7.
那讲到神创造大地的时候，神的众子也都欢呼。
It says, when the morning stars sang together, and all of the sons of God shouted for joy.
那么你看第一章我们也练过，第一章第六节，有一天神的众子来侍立在耶和华的面前。
And we also find that in verse 1 says there were verse 6. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord.
所以这里很清楚是指着那个灵界的天使而说。
Here is clearly indicated as angels.
那么这个人的女子们当然就是亚当的后裔的女儿们。
Because the daughters of man meant the descendants of Adam.
啊，在这个时间呢，发生一种奇怪的现象。
Here becomes a very strange phenomenon.
就是灵肉的结合。
It's a union between spirit and flesh.
那是这个堕落天使要混乱那神所安排的秩序。
So the fallen angels try to confuse the order of God.
那使这世界上败坏。
And try to profane the world.
那因此呢，这种结合就产生一种怪物出来。
So this kind of union produces strange creatures.
那造成了神的大愤怒。
And it led to the great anger of God.
所以后面接着就有洪水来毁灭当时的世界。
So it was followed by the flood, which destroyed the entire world.
那我个人呢，比较信服第二种说法。
I tend to prefer the second theory.
那因为好像在后面有新约的几本书似乎也符合暗示有这样的事。
Because in New Testament there are several books which might hint similar things.
我们来看看彼得后书第二章。
Let's look at 2 Peter.
有传道人来开始。
Another way in which is for a preacher to come and start the work.
他来寻找 一些负责的人来负担教会的工作。
He might come and select some workers for the church.
那这一个好处啊，也是有的。
And there are some good points here.
因为你脚中
they may have a similarity in their desires and similar in the footprints.
但是有它的困难。
But then there are difficulties too.
信徒一般弟兄姊妹好像觉得是牧师开了一般店。
And then many Christians think that, well, the preacher has just come to open shop.
他们不过是顾客而已。
And that we're just customers.
觉得不够民主，因此他们对于教会就没有亲切。
第二章第六节。
The sixth verse of second chapter.
那我想是从这个第二节念起好了。
Let's start reading from verse 2.
我一个人念，将有许多人随从他们邪淫的行为，便叫真道因他们的缘故被毁谤。他们因有贪心，要用劣造的言语在你们身上取利。他们的刑罚自古以来并不迟延，他们的灭亡也比熟熟来到。就是天使犯了罪，神也没有宽容，曾把他们丢在地狱，交在黑暗坑中等候审判。神也没有宽容上古的时代，曾叫洪水临到那不敬虔的世代，却保护了传义道的罗亚一家八口，又判定索多玛俄摩拉将二城倾覆焚烧成灰，作为后世不敬虔人的见解，只搭救了那常为恶人淫行忧伤的义人罗德。那么这里你看见呢，神对于一种罪啊特别的这个恨恶啊，就是这个烈性的情欲。
Here you see that God has a special hatred against a certain sin, and that is licentiousness.
这所谓烈性的情欲，就是说那个性的这个行为啊，越过了那正常的轨道之外。
Licentiousness means that a sexual activity which is out of the normal realm.
那在罗马书第一章后面那些地方也讲到这样的事。
It's also mentioned in the first chapter of Romans.
为什么神这么恨恶这些事呢？
Why did God hate these things so
greatly? 因为在这个人的情感里面最神圣的东西就是爱情。
Because in man's human feeling, the most holy feeling is the love.
那这一点上是一点不能玷污的，不能够越分的。
Here we cannot defile it and cannot go out of its bounds.
在这一点上出了事情，整个社会的基础就会败坏。
If we have problem in this area, the entire foundation of the society.
那个索多玛俄摩拉的毁灭就是因为这个缘故。
Sodom and Gomorrah's destruction is because of this.
那所以能够招致神要用洪水灭世，那这里就判现是个婚姻上的败坏。
So the reason that the flood came to destroy the world is because of this problem.
那明显呢是一个烈性的情欲记载在这个地方。
So here.It's recorded as because of licentiousness.
那我们看这个犹大书第六章第七节，第七节也是有同样的暗示。
Let's also read the sixth and seventh verse of Jude.
这个犹大书第六节第七节。
Jude 6:7.
又有不守本位离开自己住处的天使。主用锁链把他们永远拘留在黑暗里，等候大日的审判。又如索多玛、俄摩拉和周围城邑的人，也照他们一味的行淫，随从烈性的情欲，就受永火的刑罚，作为鉴戒。这里你看见先讲的索多玛俄摩拉，但在这个事情以前呢，神也做过事，就刑罚了不守本位的天使。
Here it talks about Sodom and Gomorrah, but before this, God has executed His justice by Well, execute is just against the angels who had sinned.
那么这个索多玛、俄摩拉的人所犯的什么罪呢？
What's the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah?
是说也照他们一味的行淫，随从烈性的情欲。
Here says, which likewise acted immorally and indulged in unnatural lust.
这个他们显然是指着索多玛、俄摩拉以前的这一件事的人。
So says, likewise, meaning referring to the what's happening before what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah.
那些人犯的罪呢，是烈性情欲的罪。
And Sodom and Gomorrah, they committed immorality and unnatural lust.
那么这一些情烈性情欲的罪呢，上面指着是天使。
And these people who had sinned that way, says are angels.
那不守本位的天使，堕落败坏的天使。
But these are the fallen angels.
虽然不这个解释有一个困难。
But this explanation has also its difficulty.
因为这个天使也不娶也不嫁。
Because angels do not marry.
那怎么能够又生儿子呢？
How can they give birth to son?
那这里我们知道，所谓也不娶也不嫁，并不是说他不能娶不能嫁。
Well, here the explanation is that even though they don't marry, doesn't mean that they cannot marry.
你知道啊，灵有一种作用啊，就是喜欢附在人的身上。
Do you understand that there is a special spiritual effect, an effect of a spirit which likes to overwhelm or covers a body.
那么他喜欢进到人的身体里头去的。
The spirit likes to enter into a person's body.
那所以很多犯罪的人，你看他有人被鬼附就是在这里。
So a person can be possessed by a demon.
那么今天我们所以能够正常，因为神的看顾，所以神不允许魔鬼附在我们的里头。
The reason that we are normal is because God's protection that He does not allow.
被鬼附了以后呢，很多稀奇古怪的事都会出来的。
There are very peculiar things would happen to us if we are possessed by a demon.
那在那个时候呢，就生出一些怪物出来，这是好像是很正常了。
So it might be natural that in those occasions that strange creatures are produced.
那在这件事情上是完全破坏神的秩序，所以把它毁灭掉了。
But this is destroying God's order, so that's why God forbidden it.
那在两种说法里，我觉得这个我比较是能够接受一点。不过是怎么样，你们自己去检验。
So among these two theories, I prefer this latter one, but you have to make your own choice.
谢谢。
谢谢
我们请林弟兄祷告好吧。
主耶稣，我们谢谢你，因为你赐给我们有头脑有聪明，你赐给我们甚至有智慧，让我们要追求要学习。主，但愿我们的追求，我们所得的知识，能够帮助我们多认识主你自己，不叫我们是因着知识而自大，或者因着知识而忘记了赐给智慧的主。主，愿你保守我们在我们所行的路上能够常时举目仰望你，因为只有从你那儿来的智慧才是与我们有益的智慧，只有你从那儿来的力量才是我们所应该施行的力量。我们现在将要散去，我们现在要领受主你自己给我们肉身上的赐给，愿你祝福每个人，不但是在我们肉身上的供应能够让我们享受，也让我们能够在灵里面有复兴有复苏，能够继续领受你所要赐给我们所一切的灵粮。我们现在献上感谢，都是靠耶稣基督的名。
阿门，阿门。But if you also approve and you know, then you are accountable to God.
那这个不是一个开玩笑的事。
This is not something which is a laughable matter.
如果一个人在教会里别的都表现很好，在金钱上却是有毛病啊，这是很大的虚假。
And although he may be manifested in other aspects in a very excellent way, but if he's not doing the right thing in his offering, then this is a great problem too.
那这是一个很严重的毛病.
This is a very serious problem.
它里头一定是有相当贪爱钱财的心.
This must be a problem with love of money.
所以你必须要慎重地考虑你有否决权.
And so we said that you must be very serious about this and you have a veto power.
好吧,如果他也通过了,
if he also approves,
我们就再做一件工作,
then we do one additional thing.
就是跟这些提名的人个别交通,
we have an individual fellowship with the person that is nominated.
我们现在要提你的名, 你自己祷告, 有没有负担? 这是神给你一个机会, 你愿不愿意?
We have nominated you. We'd like you to know that you should go and pray about this and whether you do have this burden or not.
你要愿意的话, 如果选上了, 你应该做到什么什么什么事?
If you're willing and you're elected, then you should be doing this kind of a function.
你好好去祷告,
you should pray very well.
两个礼拜以后你来报告,
in 2 weeks, you can come back and report on this.
那么当他回答说我也愿意的时候,
and when the reply is that I'm willing,
我们还没有完的,
and we're not finished with this,
我们要把他的名字, 把他侍奉的经验, 他现在做什么, 用一张纸写下来,
and we'd like to write out what his experience has been and what his present condition is, and write it out.
在选举之前, 两个礼拜, 寄给每一个会友,
so in 2 weeks before the selection, we would send this out to all the congregation,
让他们为这个选举的事祷告,
so that they would also pray about this selection,
为这一些人祷告,
and they would pray about these particular people,
到底神要他选什么人,
and indeed to see what people God would want them to select,
同时也在教会的布告板上把他们的名字都贴出来,
and they will also place his name on the bulletin board of the church,
以后呢, 弟兄姊妹觉得对于某日一个人有问题, 他可以提反对的意见,
and if if anybody feels that there's a particular problem with any of the ones that are nominated, they can voice their opinions.
所以到选举的时候, 大家对于谁该选谁是已经有一个概念,
and so at the time of the election, most people already had some idea of who they were going to elect,
而不是匆匆忙忙的随便画个名字就算数,
and so this was not a hurried affair where they just randomly pick someone.
感谢神, 这样子选出来弟兄姊妹按我个人看是相当靠得住,
thank the Lord that this way seems to be quite a reliable way.
所以在 过往的 几年在波士顿的教会聚会里面, 这是, 教会里面最核心的人物,
and so in the service of the church in Boston, this has really been very appropriate.
在他们的劳苦之中, 实在神祝福他们, 也祝福教会一切的事工,
in their toils indeed, God has blessed them and blessed the church.
好, 我们现在就, 稍微的, 来提一提这个教会的聚会,
and then we'd like to mention about the services, the meetings of the church.
这也是我们需要, 我现在还忘记讲一点,
I'd like to add one other point too.
我们知道教会的这些, 负责的弟兄和姊妹,
we want to know that the responsible people in the church,
实在是一些非常可爱的人物,
these are lovable people,
是我们教会的柱子,
and they are the pillars of the church.
或可以说这一些弟兄姊妹如果忠心侍奉神, 比我们这些传道人可以说更值得敬佩,
if they're dedicated and they're serving the Lord, they should be more respected than the preacher.
按人看起来他们没有什么物质上的好处,
and from a human point of view, they have no material benefits from this.
但是他们确实有许多的批评和不满倒在他们的身上,
There are a lot of criticisms and complaints that are lodged against them.
这样子的观念我们晓得是不正确的,
we know that this is not a normal kind of situation.
我常发现很多的教会长老执事做了一次以后他就灰心丧胆,
I see that many elders and deacons in churches, after they've served for a year, they have become very discouraged,
因为有的地方做得不够理想, 或者有的地方做忽略了,
because they may do things which are not as ideal, or they may have missed some things,
以至于成为众信徒攻击的对象,
and so they are attacked by the Christians.
那这样子是弟兄姊妹完全不知道尊重这些侍奉神的人,
and so the brothers and sisters have not learned to respect these God's servants.
这是好多人在那里 向我诉苦的时所说的。
So a lot of times they come and complain to me about this.
那圣经里告诉我们，一般弟兄姊妹应该怎么对待他们呢？
And the Bible does tell us how we should treat these people.
我们请看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章。
We turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5,
第十二节
verse 12.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十二节。
First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12.
弟兄们，我们劝你们敬重那在你们中间劳苦的人，就是在主里面治理你们、劝诫你们的，又因他们所做的工，用爱心格外尊重他们。你们也要彼此和睦。
But we beseech you, brethren, to respect those who labor among you and who are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Be at peace among yourselves.
在这些弟兄姊妹的态度上，一方面要敬重，一方用爱心来体谅他们。
In our attitude, we should be respectful of them and we should love them.
我相信这样子的话，有一些的错误，我们就不是批评，乃是随时的提醒和扶持。
And so we won't have any errors because we would be supportive of them, and if we might be reminding them of some of the problems instead of criticizing them.
没有什么人他做事会从来不发生错误的。
There's no one who will perform something without a mistake.
只有一种人他不会犯错误。
There's only one type of person who does not commit a mistake.
就是不做事的人。
That is those people who do not do anything.
那教会里面做事越多的人，当然他有错误的可能。
As there are more people serving in the church, and of course there will be more mistakes made too.
那么我们除掉这种敬重之外，在第二种情形之下，我们还要进一步做一样事情。
So after respecting them, there's also one other thing that we need to do.
那就是在提摩太前书第五章第十七节所告诉我们的。
In 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 17 it tells us,
提摩太前书五章十七节，那善于管理教会的长老当以配受加倍的供奉，那劳苦传道教导人的更当如此，因为经上说，留在场上揣骨的时候不可拢住他的嘴，又说工人得工价是应当的。
Verse 17 in 1 Timothy 5, Let the elders who rule well be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in preaching and teaching. For the scripture says, You shall not muzzle an ox when it is treading out the grain, and the laborer deserves his wages.
所以对于这个治理教会的人，不但有爱心的体谅之外，还应该有实际行动来表示我们对他们的感激。
Not only do we love them in our attitudes, we have some specific responsibility towards them.
那么对于这个全时间传道的呢，当然要在生活上加以供应。
So in those who are full-time workers, of course, one has to support them financially.
那当然对于那些不是全时间带着职业传道的呢，也应该有一点行为上的表示。
And then even to those who have their own secular jobs, there's also a responsibility to give them some offering too.
我们不知道你们这地方几个教会的人对于长老职事有个什么具体行动表示吧。
I don't know if any of you have any specific giving to elders and deacons.
总觉得他们是理所当然的。
We always think that they should be doing what they're doing.
我觉得这个是不是很合乎圣经，对不对？
I don't know that this is entirely scriptural.
那至少有的时候开会向他表示一下感谢，这也是很好的。
Sometimes in meetings, to give them some sort of thanks is, seems good.
一点点的鼓励给他们带来很大的这个安慰。
And with some encouragement, it may be a great comfort to them.
我们不要做一个人做到一个地步，疏灵到连感谢都不会。
Let us not be so scripture, spiritual that we do not even thank people.
那么下面我们讲到聚会的问题。
Then we want to talk about meetings.
那首先我们讲到主日的聚会。
First, we like to talk about the Sunday service.
有些人以为主日聚会就是旧约的安息日的聚会。
Some people think that the Sunday service is the Sabbath service.
实际上我们知道不是同样的一件事。
Actually, it is not the same thing.
这个安息日是从什么时候开始的呢？
When did the Sabbath become instituted?
就是主啊创造了万物完成之后第七天他就安息了。
When the Lord created the world on the seventh day, he rested.
这个意思不是说到了七天的时候他做得太累他就睡觉了。
It is not that God was so tired after 6 days that he went to sleep.
所以一直睡到现在。
And he's sleeping till now.
那其实呢是讲他创造万物的功呢都已经做成了没有什么可以加的了圆满了。
And it is that after he's completed his creative acts, it was a complete and perfect act, and this was finished.
那后来神就要犹太人来守安息日。
And he wanted the Jews to respect and honor the Sabbath.
那就是让全世界的人知道这个民族啊是属于这天上的神的。
So that all the world would know that this nation is of God.
所以这是一个分别出来的一个见证。
And this is a testimony of their separation.
那当然这也为了人的益处。
And this is also for the benefit of man.
好让人和牲畜有一天不做工在那里得着安舒。
So man and beast might on that day particularly have a day of rest.
但是这种创造的安息后来就失落了。
And this day of rest after creation, this is now gone.
因为人一犯了罪呢，神的心就不安息了。
Because after man has sinned, God is no longer at rest.
有哪一个父母看见了儿女在病中，他能够安息在那里睡大觉呢？
Because when a father or a parent sees a child who is sick, he cannot be at rest.
所以主耶稣到地上来的时候，常常在安息日治病。
And so when Jesus was on earth, he constantly healed on the Sabbath day.
他说我父做事直到如今我也做事。
Yes, my father has been working to this day and I also work.
做什么事呢就要做救赎罪人从痛苦里面出来的事。
And his work is to work to save sinners from out of their misery.
因此我们所按照这意义来守安息日呢这实在是没有它的意义。
Because nowadays there really is not such a meaning to honor the Sabbath.
为什么我们要守主日呢？
And why are we honoring the Sunday?
因为这是另外一个安息的开始。
Because as we're honoring the Lord's Day, this is a new beginning.
主耶稣基督被钉十字架，在七日的第一日从死里复活了。
Because Jesus Christ, when he was crucified on the cross, he rose up on the first day of the week.
所以这救赎的大功已经完成了。
So that in the work of salvation, it is completed.
人如果接受这个工作，他可以得着啊从罪里面释放的安息。
If man accepts this work, then he can be freed and be at rest from sin.
所以这是一个旧的结束，是一个新的开始。
It is a conclusion of the old and the beginning of the new.
因此你看见在新月的时候每一次主显现常常都是在主日向门徒显现。
So we see that many times when the Lord Jesus manifested himself after his resurrection, he manifested himself on the Sunday.
那最明显的我们知道复活节的日时是主日。
And then we know of course the day of resurrection is on the Lord's day.
以后主复活了差不多每到一个主日就向门徒显现。
And the Lord Jesus manifested himself after the resurrection on many first days.
记载在约翰福音二十章第一节。
In John chapter 20 verse 1.
十九节。
In verse 19.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
那这是三处都是讲到主日的事。
And these are always talking about the Lord's day.
另外使徒约翰在拔摩的海岛上。
And then we see that John on the island of Patmos
也是主在主日的时候来向他显现。
God, the Lord Jesus also manifested himself to him on a Sunday.
那启示录第一章第十节。
In Revelation chapter 1 verse
第十节
10.
那么到了门徒以后这个新约时代教会的聚会呢也常常是在主日。
And then in the early church, they are often met together on the Lord's Day.
不错于保罗有时候在安息日进了犹太人的会堂。
Indeed, Paul still went at times on the Sabbath into the synagogues.
他乃是趁着犹太人聚集的时候向他们传福音的缘故。
He went in there because it was at the time in which the Jewish people were meeting, and so he preached to them.
但是新约圣经告诉我们，门徒们聚会，自己聚会的时候。 通常都是在主日的时候。
But in the New Testament, it talks about the Christians and their meetings together. They were often on the Lord's Day.
那在这一天里面，信徒才能够真正的应着主的救恩，得着心灵的安息。
And indeed, in this time, they can only the Christians can get together and have the rest that comes from being saved by the Lord.
如果从这一个角度来说呢，啊，可以说是与旧约安息日有一点点相同的意思。
And from this particular aspect, there might be a similarity from with the Sabbath day.
那么在这一天，门徒做什么事呢
？What do they do on this day?
那在使徒行传第二十章第七节，我们可以看一看。
In Acts chapter 20, verse 7.
使徒行传二十章第七节
Acts 20 verse 7
七日的第一日我们聚会薄饼的时候保罗因为次日要起行就与他们讲论直到半夜
On the first day of the week when we were gathered together to break bread Paul talked to them intending to depart on the morrow and he prolonged his speech until midnight
他们在那里薄饼在那里聚会当然包括唱诗祷告这等等还有讲道
They were meeting together, they were breaking bread, they were preaching.
啊，并且那一天讲道讲得很长。
And that night, the sermons were very long.
一直讲到半夜去了。
Even up to midnight.
那也像今天这里人一样，讲到听到会打瞌睡。
And like today, there might be people who are falling off asleep.
啊，但是没有楼啊，还好，没有人摔下去。
But fortunately, there's not some elevation there that somebody can fall off.
那一天呢，这是这个一个少年人打瞌睡从楼上摔下去，摔死掉。
There was a young man who dozed off and fell off and died.
幸亏那一天是保罗在场，我在就糟糕。
Fortunately, it was Paul that was there, not myself, but there was to be a problem.
神也不让我们这里有一个楼。
God would not want us to have an elevation here either.
保罗为他祷告，把他救活过来。
And Paul prayed for him and saved him.
那么哥林多前书十六章第二节那里讲到也有奉献的事。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 16, it talks about offering.
那在以弗所书那里第五章也讲到有唱诗有赞美这样的事。
In Ephesians, it tells about singing and praising also.
所以你看与我们今天这种情形是有相似的地方。
And so there are similarities to what we're doing at the present.
那我们今天在主日聚会的时候我们可以从这个内容上效法使徒们的榜样。
And so on the Lord's Day, as we meet together, we can emulate some of the things which the disciples did at that time.
不过我觉得我们好多时候来主日聚会光是存着一个听道的心，却不是完全正确的。
But when we think about we come to services and we just have the attitude of listening to preaching, that is not exactly correct.
其实主日聚会是归给主的，要向主敬拜、感恩、赞美奉献也是一个很重要的内容。
But on a Sunday service, it is particularly important to remember our praises, our worship, our offering to the Lord.
所以这六天是神赐福给我们的时候头一天是让我们奉献敬拜的时候。
And the 6 days, the beginning of the week, we have a time which we can offer and praise our praises to Him.
所以好多人都是到讲道的时候再来。
Many people, they just come at the time of preaching.
不要紧啊，讲道时间没有到，迟一点去。
And they may check their times and say, oh, well, the preacher is not beginning to preach until what time?
那这样子的心与主日聚会是格格不入。
And so this is incompatible with the true meaning of the worship of the service there.
以至于那个讲道讲得不好了，我看礼拜堂的人都跑掉了。
And so if the preaching is not good, then people don't come to church.
那因为我们没有把主放在面前呢，所以就觉得一切的秩序都是多余的。
And so because we do not place the Lord Jesus in the center there, so we think that everything else is just secondary.
如果在那一天我们是敬拜去的。那一天的聚会对于你有另外的意思。
But if we go that day in order to worship, then we have a special way and attitude.
那在这个带领主日聚会方面呢，实际上也是很重要的一环。
And in order to lead the Sunday service, it is also an important task.
好多人做招待也不像个招待的样子。
A lot of people are ushers, but they're not really doing the job of ushering.
不让人觉得到神的面前来的那种喜乐，那种热烈的气氛。
They do not make people welcome, and they do not make people feel that it's a great joy to come to worship.
在开始聚会之前呢，你喊我喊，大家这里吵成一团。
And at the beginning of the service, people are shouting and talking to one another.
那还有人呢，就是你看做了主席啊，一上去就是懒洋洋的，那样子就让人心里发沉。
A lot of people who are chairing the meetings, they go up in a very sloppy way, and it really is discouraging.
就连那个弹琴的也是很要紧啊。
And the pianist is also very important.
你看这个弹琴如果弹了，这个唱的人总比弹琴的人要慢半拍。
And, you see that those people are singing, they often are out of step with the pianist.
所以你弹得慢了，唱的人就死洋怪气了，一点精神都没有。
And if the pianist plays very slowly, and then the whole atmosphere is quite deadening.
其实那些都是一种敬拜，献给神的，不是唱给自己喜欢不喜欢。
And indeed, when we sing, we should be singing to the Lord, and not just sing to just please ourselves.
那么这个主席呢，他上去祷告，很多人一开始祷告主啊，求你祝福我，一来就是求求求求求。
And then a lot of people, when they're starting to pray at the services,